From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The man arrested for killing six hunters in Wisconsin on Sunday has told investigators that he was shot at first and that some of the victims called him racial slurs before he opened fire. Chai Vang is a Hmong immigrant from Laos, 36 years old, from St. Paul, Minnesota. He's been in this country for more than 20 years. Bail has been set at $2.5 million. No charges have yet been filed. Kurt Brown is covering the story for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. And Kurt, I wonder what more detail can you add from the statement that Mr. Vang made to investigators?
Well, today, Melissa, is the first time we're starting to get the story from Mr. Vang's perspective. You know, earlier everybody had been asking, both in the local Hmong community and in the greater community, what would have provoked and what would have prompted this kind of behavior to shoot six hunters up in the woods of northwest Wisconsin. What we're learning today is, at least from his side of the story, is that he said that derogatory terms were used and that he was shot at first and was returning fire. So the question of self-defense now comes up, and of course I'm not a lawyer, just speculating, but to prove that you're trying to defend yourself from imminent danger by shooting eight people, I think is going to be a tough legal challenge for Mr. Vang.
How does Mr. Vang's statement jibe with what was learned yesterday from the news conference there in Wisconsin from local authorities there?
Well, clearly, the first news that the sheriff and the local authorities up there gave was that the bodies of the victims were found several feet apart, so it appeared that Mr. Vang had even chased them and hunted them down. It's turning into kind of a he said, they said story between what the authorities and the witnesses, the two surviving victims who were shot, and Mr. Vang himself.
You've spent some time in the neighborhood in St. Paul where Mr. Vang lived. What have you been able to find out about him?
Well, very little. He apparently came here about 4 years ago and lived in Minneapolis for a while, and then has lived over in St. Paul on the east side of the river for a couple of years. He's been working as a truck driver, kind of part-time. He has six children, and neighbors say they've seen him often taking care of his kids. His kids would play at neighbors' houses. He was very punctual to pick kids up and grew a few chickens in his backyard with some corn stalks to feed his chickens. So he was a simple, quiet guy, according to all the neighbors.
And I understand there was a previous arrest. This goes back to 2001.
Yeah, it was on Christmas Eve in Minneapolis, according to police records, that he was in an argument with his wife. He told police he was attempting to separate from his wife and waved a handgun, and he admitted that the argument got out of hand. They were responding to a 911 call with two women's voices screaming in the background. The police showed up and arrested him and found a loaded handgun with one round of ammunition in the couple's bedroom. He was held in jail for 2 days over Christmas in 2000, and then was released, and no criminal charges were filed in that case.
There are obviously a lot of unanswered questions in this case, but it does seem clear that there have been in the past a lot of tensions between Hmong hunters and locals in this area.
Well, Eileen Herr, who is the head of the Council of Asian Pacific Minnesotans, at a press conference today, had said that she has received complaints from the Hmong community up in northwestern Wisconsin. They say there's been a few of skirmishes and verbal arguments, and where the white hunters are saying that this is their land and this doesn't belong to foreign people and immigrants and that kind of thing. And that's, you know, very unfortunate. I would say certainly the bulk of this popular outdoor activity is very healthy and doesn't lead to anything nearly like this. But there are reports that there's been tensions up in the woods.
Kurt Brown, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Melissa.
Kurt Brown is a staff writer for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. He's covering the case of Chai Vang, who's been arrested in the shooting deaths of six hunters in Wisconsin.